Evening, everyone. I am going to call our special meeting of the Finance Committee of the Town of Bolton to order. It is 7:15. We have present as board members myself, Ross Lally, Bob Mora, we have Ashley, we have Amanda and Rhea, and Bob Monroe. Just make sure we distinguish our Bobs. We also have present, who is not a member of the board, Rodney Hornier, our first selectman. We have Jill Collins, Chief Financial Officer. We have Jim is here, our town administrator, and Kristen Hecht is joining us from her, not her hospital bed, but her recuperation bed. Superintendent of schools. And so we can get started, and we'll start with public participation. And I am looking around, and there are no members of the public present other than those non-board members that I, mentioned. And I don't know if anybody has any comments. The only comment I'm going to make is just that the budget did pass. As I sent a note out to folks, it passed by a, well, let's see what we did here. It was pretty close. And 8-vote margin. And it was 488 yes, 480 no. It's an 8-vote margin, just 3 over the threshold for a mandatory, recount. And again, it's a small, relatively small turnout as we've had with 18% of registered voters participating. So I'm glad that it's over. It's hardly a mandate because it's 9% of the, basically 9% of the town said they were for it. But that's, that's the way our system works. So what I would like to do then is continue through this, see what we can do to keep this a brief meeting. So no public participation, ongoing business. Those two items do not apply because we have, passed the budget. So I'm going to move on to new business and ask for a motion to set the real estate and personal property mill rate for FY 2025 at 32.74 mil.
So moved.
Second.
So moved by Amanda, seconded by Bob Monroe. Do we have any further discussion? I'm not seeing anybody wanting to discuss further, so all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? The motion passes by all those members of the Finance Committee present. So let's go on to the second item under new business, which is consider and possibly, we have to just act on is setting the mill rate, motor vehicle mill rate for FY 2025. And so I will entertain a motion to set the motor vehicle mill rate for FY 2025 at 32.46 mil.
So moved.
So moved by Bob Mora,
Second.
Seconded by Bob Monroe. Any discussion? Amanda.
Just for the record, that is the cap according to state law for the vehicle mill rate, the maximum cap.
Thank you. Any further discussion, comments, observations? Seeing none, I will call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes unanimously by those members of the board finance committee present. So the last item on our business today is to get, well, actually, I take that back. Consider and possibly act on an additional meeting date. That doesn't apply. That was on there simply for if the budget did not pass. So we still have our regular meeting coming up in June. In another 2 weeks, I believe. And what I did ask Jill today, if she could possibly have the auditor come to that regular meeting if the auditor is available to do so. Because otherwise, if we wanted to discuss the audit, we'd have to wait until September unless we chose to do any meetings during the summer. So that's also an open topic for the June
Ross, I
meeting.
did not hear from him today.
He may be
Okay.
away or on out on an audit, so I didn't hear from him, but I will let you know as soon as I do.
Okay, thank you. And I know because you and I talked about that, and it's just you were going to get in touch, and if he's available, he's available. If not, we'll figure out, what we when we can meet at our mutual convenience. Thank
Correct.
you.
Welcome.
So the next item on there is the approval of transfers, basically to cover increased tipping fees. And
I'd like to make a motion to that.
so before you
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead. So
Then you can.
there's actually several transfers,
Right. Okay.
and
I was
they.
going to move all of them together, but I'll read them all into the record.
Why don't you read them all into the record and
Right.
make the motion? Then I'll make my comments during discussion.
Okay. That's what I was hoping you would do.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
First one is a $12,000 transfer from highway budget to refuge. Second one is $16,500 from buildings and ground, buildings and land use to refuge. Next one is $22,238.74 from highway to refuge. And lastly, $9,000 from personnel services to refuge.
So, do I have a second?
I'll second.
So, the motion was made by Bob Morrow, seconded by Amanda Gordon. Discussion. Amanda.
I have a question,
Question?
which I didn't ask last night, silly me. Do these transfers, and I didn't ask at the meeting, or maybe I did ask and I forget, but do these transfers get us to what we would project we will spend by the end of 6:30, or just what we have encumbered so far?
Oh, this is to carry us through the
To get us
30th
all the
of
way to
June,
what we're
of June,
projecting to
through
spend
the end of
through
the
June
fiscal, to the end
30th.
of this fiscal year, correct?
It's what we projected. That it's not a site, we don't know for sure. It's just what we
Right.
looked at
But
and
it's
thought we would
right.
need.
The intent is
Yeah,
to cover
that's
through the
the
end of the
correct.
fiscal year.
Got it. Just wanted to confirm.
Okay. And I just wanted to make an observation because when I was at the polls, I kept hearing people saying, we know there's more money in the budget and it needs to be cut because we're paying too much in taxes. And I just want to state that if we had cut the budget by more last year, we would be now on the point of not having money to cover this unexpected increase in our tipping fees. And so I just want to bring that up as, just as something for folks to consider. I want it on the record. And I'd like folks to correct me if I'm wrong, but if we did not have the money to shift from one budget to another, would we need to do a supplemental assessment?
Or we would have to take money from other resources. And what happens is, and on the government side, if we see this coming and there isn't surplus, it means we cut services going forward. That's the other alternative that
So there's two options. It's
there's
like you could
two,
do a
but
supplemental assessment or cut
one
services.
we cut back on road maintenance, which is, as you can see, that's the biggest issue. We were fortunate is that we had a mild winter. That's why most of these funds are here. The rest of them are, rather minute amounts considering the size of our budget. Those items, you can thank the mild winter to have those available.
But this is the Board of Selectmen budget though, right? I
Right,
mean, on the
correct.
Board
It's
of
Board
Ed
of
side, we
Selectmen.
had excess that, but you can't
Yeah.
transfer between the two. Is that correct?
Yeah. So yeah,
Okay.
you can't transfer it to government side. It's just that's just the way it works.
No. Yes,
But
Bob.
we have
Yeah.
excess because we have unfilled positions. I just want to
Correct.
restate
No.
that publicly.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think that it's important to keep in mind that the Board of Selectmen has been really been narrowing their budget and trying to get rid of the any excess funds in the budget over a period of years now. And this shows you how close they've gotten now.
That's
I
true.
mean, it was so there's been a really good effort on the part of the town administration to get into really accurate types of accounting here for their stuff. But there are things that still happen, an increase in tipping fees. And it's got to be paid. So, but it's going to serve to diminish any return funds from the Board of Selectmen later on.
Now for next year.
Yeah, if there's any at all.
Yeah. Any further discussion on the transfers?
No.
Seeing no further discussion, I will call for a vote. All those in favor of the motion on the table signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion is carried unanimously by all those present. So, since this is a special meeting, we can't add anything else to the agenda.
And motion
the
to adjourn
is the motion to adjourn.
Wait, 1 second, because we had a period of time where we didn't hear you. I think the town hall had a video or audio or whatever problem. Did you vote on the mill rate? Because there was a time where you froze up and I text Jim and he didn't catch it either.
No, we did vote on the mill rate and it was unanimous to set the mill rate at 32.74 mil.
Okay, thank you. We didn't hear it. You know, so I just wanted to double check.
Yeah, that was for real estate and personal property of the 32.7 mil. And we also, did you hear the motor vehicle mill rate?
Yes. I just didn't hear the other property and personal property and real estate.
Mary, you got all the motions and seconds, right? That you needed for the record?
I'm sorry?
Did you?
I was asking our clerk if she got what she needed, but she's on mute. Sorry. But I think she was nodding.
Okay. There we go. Yes, I got everything. Yeah, perfect. Okay. Yep, thank you.
All right. So then we had a motion that is sitting there waiting to be seconded to adjourn.
Adjourn. I'm second.
So we adjourn the meeting at 7:27. Thank you all very much.
Yeah. Good night.
Night.
Good night.